Blog Talk Radio.
For you to ask your questions for spiritual guidance. Dr. Reggie is going to be our intuitive today. And many of you know Dr. Reggie is known as the 21st century prophet. And his motto is, there is always a spiritual solution to every problem. I love the way he, his readings and how he provides and mentors with spiritual guidance, and also in alignment with everything that we teach here at Circles of Prosperity. Good morning, Dr. Reggie.
Good morning, son.
How are you?
I'm good. I heard the ice making this morning is making me a little crazy, but like tick, tick, tick. I said, is it Morse code or what?
I know. My little workstation here, I don't know what's going on with it, but my little workstation is right near the refrigerator, and the ice maker is having a fit this morning.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, like sending Morse code to each other.
I know. Is it jamming your frequency?
No, it's okay now. That's funny.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Well, listen, I want a couple of things I want to share with everybody before we get started this morning, and the main thing is that we are in the book study of your book, Dr. Reggie, The Secret Power of Words.
Thank you. It's beautiful.
Yes, and we started this book study on Monday, and it has just been tremendous. The homework assignment that we've asked everyone to participate in this week is to listen, listen, listen. Pay attention to what your coworkers, your friends, and your family, the words that come out of their mouth, because those words are creating experiences in their life. Just pay attention and try to, so you can see how we really squander this powerful gift that we have of creation through words. It's just been amazing. If you would like to order the book so you can join in with us for this great book study, you can order it from HiddenMysteries.com. I love that. This is one of the most powerful messages even in our Bible about the power of the words. The scripture that stands out to me the most is, the tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. And that's from Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21. In other words, what you say is what you get, and you are responsible for the outcome. So if you want to know the greatest secret to changing your life, to creating the life of your dreams, it is with your words. And I so encourage you to participate in this book study. And if you can't get up at 7 o'clock in the morning and make the commitment, you know that all of our lessons are on archive at Blog Talk Radio, Circles of Prosperity at Blog Talk Radio. Okay, so, Dr. Reggie, you want to open your prayer this morning?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for another day to live and move and breathe. Give us the energy of insight, divine direction. Open up the doors for divine opportunities, that we grab them and take them, but also give gratitude that we are so divinely favored. Let us walk this path of light and love, not taking anything or anyone for granted. I believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is, and so it is. All righty, so we're going to go to our first caller. We have a regular caller here, and he knows the drill because he gets here first thing in the morning before I get here sometimes. Good morning, Woody. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Okay.
Just okay on Friday?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, I'd be jumping up and down and say, hey, I'm doing great.
Doing great.
Good. What's your question today, Woody?
It's whatever message you have for me, what the card says.
I feel lots of things happening. There are messages all the time. I want you to stop for a minute and learn to meditate if you haven't done so already, even if it just means getting a candle and staring at the flame for 5 minutes. Because I feel there are good things happening for you right now, but you have to allow them time to unfold. Giving them time to unfold. It's like somebody who wants to be a singer. I want it right now. Well, if you want it right now, make sure everything you have is already in order. Your vocal, your challenges, your auditions, you're always busy, always busy, always producing, always writing, always doing. And when you're ready, opportunities are thrown in front of you. You know what they say? Luck plus opportunity, preparation is what luck really is. Preparation. When you're prepared for something and you're getting that little luck, that's what it is. You're going to be ready for this, unfolding things that are happening. I do see something else, too. In November, around the 13th, I see good things happening, unfolding for you. Something happens on November 13th. I don't know why that day's in my head for you, but it is.
Okay.
November the 13th. So, Woody, call us back and let us know what happens. I want to let the audience know that Dr. Reggie, when he gives you a date, write it down because something magnificent is going to happen. He is extremely accurate with dates. We have other psychics that call him wanting to know the date. It happens the way he says it happens. It happens on the exact date. It is absolutely phenomenal how spirit communicates with him. Good morning, 1195. You're on the air. Hello? Area code 757.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you now.
Where is 757?
Virginia.
Oh, wow, cool.
Mm-hmm.
I used to be in Alexandria all the time.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Kings Road, Alexandria, oh, yeah.
What's your name?
My name is Deanna.
Oh, I love that name, Deanna. You have a question for Dr. Reggie this morning?
Yes. I am going through a lot, Dr. Reggie, and as far as my career, everything, where I live at, everything, and my relationship. Sean and I moved from our home to, you know, to my sister's house, and they got into it, and he got his stuff, and he left. I told him to come get the rest of his stuff. And he, you know, I don't know. Now he's talking about he's getting his own place for the kids. So I don't know. What can you tell me?
I think one thing is when you guys are going through so many, many things, you guys get on you love each other for a reason. You came together for a reason. That reason is love. But you know what happened? In the meantime, what happened was you guys got agitated because of things that happened with career and job and money, 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 and children, 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 and listening to other people, 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 and it got to you, so much to you, it's like, leave me alone, get out, and then leave and come back, and leave and come back, and yeah, we can make it, no, we can't, I can't stand it, yes, I do, I love you, back and forth energy, that happens.
Yes.
Mm-hmm, you know what I mean, and that happens that way for a reason, and it's not supposed to be. So when you can't tolerate things anymore and he can't tolerate things anymore, it gets to be friction. What you need to do now and what I see happening, is his name Sean, you said?
Yeah. Do you feel like it's over for us?
No, I don't. I mean, that's what I was going to say. I'm doing a physical prayer for you guys to come back together and make it work. It's just a miscommunication. That's all it is. And it feels like sometimes he has the money, sometimes he doesn't. And his kids, everything is overwhelming right now. It's crazy. So it's going to change itself in order. I see Sean, I see you, and I see, are there two kids? How many kids are there?
Two.
Yeah. I see these two energies coming together and pulling forces with you and those kids, making it really, really powerful. Not even to worry about it. Not worrying about it. I see good things. I see light around Sean. I see light around you. And I see a beautiful light around those two kids. Suddenly, things come together. In the next 2 weeks, watch how things work out. I did this prayer treatment for one of my clients and made them come together again. They're soulmates now. They love each other. Even the mother is getting better with them. Everything's turning out right. When I do the prayer, I expect the seed to land on fertile soil and to grow with you. Keep your mind open. Keep your heart open. Don't hate anybody. Don't hate Sean. Don't hate the kids. Love where you are. See the positive things where you are right now. Watch things start to unfold. Because gratitude opens up the energy for blessings. Think of the good things you and Sean did together.
And you know, the funny part is I can't. Because it's been, like you said, it's been back and forth for years. We've been together since we were 15, 16 years old. And I'm about to be 31 on the 21st of October.
You're still a baby.
I feel like I'm 59, 60.
Oh. Don't knock 59, baby. I'm 60. You know, I love this
energy. No. My mom's, you know what
I know
I mean.
What you mean,
I'm
but you know what? You know what it feels like that? Because it feels like the energy is dragging you down. And you feel like I've been through this so much, I'm just too tired to go through this again. At this age, what's going to happen when I am 59? Am I going through this? No. Stop right now and say, you know what? Why do I love Sean? Why do we get together in the first place? What is the good attributes of Sean? What did he do to help me in the first place? We can't hate each other all the time. Something had to happen to bring these beautiful children into the world. And to bring a so-called family together. Whether we're married, whether we're not, we are brought together by the bond and the power of love. I'm going to find all the good things about Sean, not when he gets short-tempered and walk and stomp out and slam doors. I'm not going to look at that. I'm looking at who he really is underneath as a person that God created. I'm not going to condemn him or make him wrong. Let me find the good qualities that Sean has and watch what happens. It's almost like magic.
Do you feel like it is? I mean, because we're not talking at all right now.
I know that. I had a client same way, and she wasn't talking to her boyfriend, and he wasn't answering emails and all that nonsense. And then I said, don't worry about it. Sure enough, I said, I'm going to give it around the 16th of September. Now they're talking and chatting and loving all over again. But you know what starts this stuff is our anger and our attitude. Learn to change that. When you change, remember, change your attitude. Don't blame the other person all the time. It takes two people to be in a relationship, not by yourself.
Right. You're right.
Okay.
You're right.
Deanna. All right, this is Mama Cynthia.
Hi, Mama.
Hi, baby. Okay, Dr. Reggie is giving you wonderful, wonderful advice. But you have to be the initiator here. It doesn't necessarily mean that you need to pick up the phone and call Sean, but you have to be the one to shift the to begin shifting the energy. We know, because you picked up the phone this morning and called in for guidance, that you are willing to shift the energy. Right?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
But I don't know how, because he's so angry and, you know, and last night he told the kids he was getting his own place, and I'm like, really, you know.
So, but don't you understand, can you see, you know Sean very well, don't you?
Yes, I do, and he's spiteful too, so I don't
okay.
know.
Okay, but what do you think is the root of that spitefulness?
Me.
No, you're not the root of it, baby. Is all about Sean. Not to say, I mean, we all are all about ourselves. He is within him There's mm-hmm. nothing outside of him that is causing him to act that way. These are his choices. But the choices that he's making right now is because he is afraid. Can you see that?
No, I can't.
Why not?
Because to me, when someone is afraid of something, they're not so cold-hearted and spiteful and you know, they're not hurting the one they love. They're kind of looking for validation or, you know.
But you just answered the question. You said a very magical word. And guess what? In seeking that validation, it tells me something about Sean. Coming up in his family, who's missing? His mom or his dad?
His dad. He doesn't know his dad.
Okay, so that's the whole thing. Being that man, being the leader, being the forefront of the family, to take you and those kids and being controlled, not being, I'm going to move, I'm going to be, and it's selfish. I call it spiritual masturbation. It's terrible. Mm-hmm. It's awful when people act like that because you know what? Like Cynthia said, Mama Cynthia, they are her. He is hurting. He hurts. You don't see the hurt. It's been buried under years of abandonment by the father and some kind of punishment by the mother or some kind of abuse, verbally or
yeah.
otherwise. And
yeah.
no matter what it is, you're not good enough. You're never going to do anything, blah, blah, all this nonsense, you know. And he's learning to hear that record being played over and over. I'm sending out an energy to the universe to tell him to crack that record and abandon it. It's not you.
You're right.
He's trying to blame
you're
you
right.
for being the one, but it's not you. You are the scapegoat. You are the excuse, but you're not the problem or the
mm-hmm.
cause of the problem. The problem started when you guys were very, very young with him and his family.
Mm-hmm.
And
so
that's
Dr.
what the problem is. Okay?
Dr. Reggie, at this point, what does Deanna need to do?
I think Deanna needs to stay in meditation and prayer and listen to the secret voice of God telling her what to do, to love those children and to love Sean for who he is, not to blame him, not to beat him up. Learn
well,
to melt the ice. Melt the
that's
ice by
doing.
Loving him. That's right. Melt the
because
ice. The iceberg will melt on his heart by loving him and say, you know what, Sean, I understand. The Bible says agree with thy enemy quickly. Me understand where he's coming from.
Yeah. Well, I understand where he's coming from. It's just his anger and stuff. The reason why he got so angry, he picks up and leaves, you know. He abandoned
mm-hmm.
us basically at my sister's house. We live with my sister. You abandoned me and your kids. And, you know, I don't know how I feel about that as a woman. And then
right.
my family's looking at you also like, are you stupid, you know. So, but, you know, he...
No, now look at the pattern. Look at the pattern. Did his father do the same thing to him as a kid?
He doesn't even know him.
See what I mean? He needs that. That's what happened with Chris Brown and what's her name, Rihanna?
Mm-hmm.
When he was abandoned. So it's a horrible thing. But you know what? Now I understand they're back together again and things are working out really well. I couldn't believe it. I said, oh, my God, she'd beat up like that. But that's a psychological problem.
Do you feel like it's going to be over? This is going to be over and over and over again because this is how it's been for years, and I'm kind of tired of it.
I think it's going to stop. You know why it's going to stop? It's going to stop right now. There's not some force outside of you guys making this happen. It's the both of you making it happen. You are God energy, and you have to say to yourself right now, okay, I love Sean. I love the kids. He's in my sister's house and acting like a fool. I can't take this anymore. So right now, Lord, I want this to stop, and I affirm and declare and decree to myself and this household, the energy is going to be good in here. It's going to be about love and about understanding. And I declare it right now, and I seal it with the energy of the Holy Spirit. End of story. And everything that happens from now on, when I see things happening, I charge it with good energy. I'm going to try to understand with him. I'm going to meet Sean eyeball to eyeball, heart to heart, and have a real good conversation and see where he's coming from. If it's meant to be, we will reach an understanding. If it's not, I lovingly release him to you.
Do you feel like it's meant to be?
Yes, but I'm not the one who's controlling that meant to be part. That's you and Sean. it's meant to be because you guys came together and there are two kids involved.
I mean, you know, as a family unit.
That's what I'm saying.
Because he, you know, I don't know.
There's two kids involved in the family unit, you, Sean, and the two kids.
And listen, here's a good thing. Sean is saying, I'm going to get my own place. Good. You don't want to be there with your kids piled up on there. So if that was the motivation for him to go find a place, then
it's
all
not.
Of you go. But the point is that you guys will be together. You're going to have to, you have to meet him at a place of love, not a place of anger. You have to meet him at a place of love. Whether you see him and talk to him, but all, in your consciousness, in your mind, everything has to be about love.
I'm trying. I'm going to try. I will try because, I mean, throughout these years, Sean has cheated. Sean has done so much to me. And I am at a point where I'm like, you know, this is it. Like, you're embarrassing me in front of my family. You know, the kids, you know, they're upset, you know. I don't know if I, you know, how can he come and you say in 2 weeks he's going to come to me and try to talk to me about our situation or like.
I think that's a good idea.
Like,
let that happen. Let it unfold the way it's supposed to. And if you see something you don't like, just say, Sean, I can't take it anymore. Or try to bridge it and say, you know what, it was good while it lasted. It was a roller coaster ride. There was cheating involved and lying involved and ducking and hiding and all that. All those things happen because of human instinct. But from the standpoint of kids being involved and they're being upset, try to let them know no matter what happens, you love them as a mother. You love them no matter what. They didn't cause this.
They
did not cause this problem. They don't blame them for anything. It's not the kids' fault. They happen to be the offspring.
Like that because what? My son felt like it was his fault because
but it's
had
not.
Left.
That's what I'm trying to avoid because you
know
what happened.
Because he made him feel like that.
But that's
he
not
made
good.
Him feel like that.
That's not good. Just tell Sean and let him know, and have a family meeting. You guys are going to meet together again. You will. And when you have this family meeting, let these kids know it's not their fault because number one, they didn't ask to come into this family environment. They were born into this family environment. Give them the credit. Give them benefit of the doubt that they love their parents no matter who those parents are and learn to respect them and learn to have their own self-respect in God and grow in the energy of God, okay?
I will. So, and now I'm going to try to open up and I'm going to leave it alone for right now. I'm just
right, exactly. To cool everybody's engine heels.
But I don't know if you know,
don't say anything else. Just know that it's going to be okay.
With or
without the power
him.
Of God, we don't have the energy or the mind or the profundity to understand what created us. It's higher than we are in creation.
Mm-hmm.
So learn to say, you know what? Lord, thank you. This is meant to be. We came together for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And if that reason is not meant to be, cut this off and sever it. But if it is, let us gel together, understand each other, and love each other. As the ultimate thing to love each other. Huh?
I'm scared that it is.
Don't
over.
Be scared, sweetheart. Don't be. You know what it is.
Oh, baby.
Don't be scared.
What?
Know that's going to work okay.
Deanna, what do you want? In your heart of heart, what do you want?
I just want him to understand the magnitude of the things he's done to me and what he's doing to our family, and he's embarrassing me and, you know, our kids. I just want him to know the magnitude of that, and I don't think he's ever going to know. And that's what makes
me
like, and it, he acts as though he doesn't know, like, you know, what am I doing? What am I doing? I'm like, are you serious? You know? And I really want him to see that, and I want him to come to me and apologize to me, not only me, my family. You know what I mean? And I don't know
mm-hmm.
if he's ever going to do that. I don't know if he's ever going to do that.
See him doing it.
See him doing it. Exactly. That's why I'm asking you, what is it that you want? Now that is addressing just the drama right now. What is it that you want? What kind of relationship do you want?
I want him to be caring, affectionate. I want him to be provide, protect, and I want him to honor me and my kids. I don't want him to one day to just one day, like he has done, you know, look at his friends and say, okay, well, I want to go out and I want to be that. I want him to appreciate his family and what he has and what he's working for.
When you say my kids, Deanna, are those his kids and your kids, or this your kids from previous?
No. We've been together since we were 16. It's ours, just me and him.
So it's your kids, okay. So our kids, not just my kids.
Yeah, well, our kids, I want.
Mm-hmm, because it's going to sound really selfish to him. Careful what you say.
I really want that. And we've been to counseling. We've done everything that and we're not married.
Oh.
So, yes, we're not even, I told him no because he cheated. He proposed to me. I told him no afterwards. And, you know, I've had another reading. It was like, you know, he's going to try to propose at the end of the year. I don't know what to really believe anymore about Sean because he's doing everything that I expect for him to do.
But listen, look at that. You have to understand that the things that you said, he's doing everything that I expect him to do. You have therefore put out a vibration. If you stay with us on Circles of Prosperity and go back and listen to our archives, and in particular, listen to our archives on spiritual partnership, the things that you are thinking, the things that you are afraid of, you're constantly thinking that he may cheat on you. Everything that you fear that will happen has come upon you. But you are attracting that experience. That's why I said to you, what is it that you want? What do you want from this relationship? Because your prayer and all of your thoughts should be about the healing, all of the wonderful things.
And it's always been. I'm not going against anything that you're saying because I'm accepting it. I want that. I'm accepting everything. But I'm so optimistic. I'm so prayerful. I'm so, you know, and I don't expect for him to cheat on me.
But you fear
it. I get blindsided. You know what I mean? I'm in the process of living my truth, and here you go blindsiding me with things like that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I don't want to be blindsided or nothing like that. You know, and I'm not even fearful now that he's seeing somebody. I don't think he is, but it's just the whole point of him abandoning me, and I feel like I'm abandoned. And I feel like he is, you know, spiteful, and he's going to go get his own place.
But, you know, he does. He always comes back to you, back and forth. And this time when he comes back, I want you guys, honestly, to have a heart-to-heart talk. Don't get mad about what he's done in the past. Erase the past and open the doors for a new future. And say, you know, Sean, we've been together for a long time. And it's not been easy for me, you particularly, Deanna, as a woman, to go through this abandonment episode. You don't like it because it has no future. And for us to do this at our age now, we're 30. What's going to happen when we're 40 and 50 and 60? Mm-hmm. Are we going to continue to go through this life? That's not living. And let him know, I'm looking at the future. What do you want, Sean, for the future? What do you see? Without getting angry with me when I'm talking to you this way, and for our children, what do you see? Because the children are not little babies anymore.
Mm-mm.
And so I want to know what you want to do for the future and how you want to shape their lives, especially when it comes to little boys, because these are men growing up. And what example are you setting? If you're making it their fault, that's going to be a devastating effect on them emotionally. They will be scarred and psychologically. Tell me now what you want to do so we can shape their lives and ours as a shining, sterling example of the God inside. If not, we have to end this. That's what you do. Okay? And mean it.
So, okay. And that our conversation will determine our future, basically.
It will. Because his reaction to the conversation, what he wants to do, well, I'm getting mad and stomping off, I'm going to get my own apart, all that nonsense, that's only fear. Like Cynthia said, it is. It's all about fear.
It's fear. I know you can't see it, but it's fear.
And he's hurting.
He's questioning his manhood, He's questioning his ability to be a good husband. The responsibility is overwhelming for him. That is all fear. He thinks, and then he runs.
Mm-hmm.
Even running to experience, because to have an affair is about building up his self-esteem, his self-worth.
And you guys feel like you see marriage in the future anyway?
I do, if you want to do this because of the children.
It's going
to
depend on you.
That's really on your responsibility, on you. I can't marry you and Sean, but it's going to be a choice.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, right? It's because I can marry you because I'm a minister, but I mean in terms of the love, that's going to be on you guys to love each other and to make that work and to patch it up, okay?
How long do you see this continuing? And, you know, it's hard. I don't know if we're going to move out. I mean, I can't even trust him to move out with him. You know what I mean?
Well, that's why you haven't had this conversation with him now. When he calls you back and gets his mind together and have a serious heart-to-heart, no matter what he does, don't get mad, don't get agitated. Let him listen with your heart, and you be calm and listen to him. He will give you a lot of clues with his conversation and his reply to you. Please.
Okay.
And base it on that. All right?
Okay, is there anything else I should know as far as my business? Because
your business is going to do well, but you know what, right now, business is about energy. And the energy on your business is resentment. You're resenting a lot of stuff. I don't want that. That's why the business doesn't grow. Money is energy. And the energetic signature can't be, it might fail, it may not work, this is making me frustrated. You can't have that energy or those thoughts around money because money backs itself up from you. Because it's energy. So you want energy to flow through your doors and more clients to come and more things to be sold and more exchanges to be done. But energy is only equal to the energetic response it gets to it and where it's coming from. Learn to love every part of the business. Why did I have this business in the first place? Who am I going to help? What beauty am I providing? And thank you, God, for letting me have the mind to create this business and give me more energy and more clients and more money. Thank you. End of story. And it starts taking place.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And one more thing. I'm so sorry, guys. I thank you for really, really helping me start my day.
Oh, bless your heart.
But I did have a reading, and they were like, it's not over yet. And like you said, in 2 weeks, y'all going to have this conversation, and that's going to be it. I don't want it to, you know what I mean?
When you say it's going to be it, it doesn't mean that the person who's giving you the reading or the guidance wants it to stop. They're not saying that. It's over. They're saying this is your opportunity to make a choice. It's going to be your choice is what they're saying. Even the other psychic who told you in the other reading, letting you know when he comes back again, you can end it, but you should not end it. I believe in love. I believe in peace and harmony and long-lasting eternal relationships. And if they start off bad, you can turn them around if you want to with your mind. No matter what he's done, forgive yourself for cursing him in your mind and forgive him for being such a jerk.
And my birthday is on the 21st, so I'm really like, really? And we met this month 15 years ago. And I'm like, really? All this stuff is just like,
Well, you know what? Forgive all that stuff that happened and see how much he remembers. He remembers your birthday and loves you for being born. Who you are and loves those kids. Let that be the case. And keep that in your mind. Don't hold any grudges because you'll get more grudges. Don't hold any anger, you'll get more anger. Don't hold any hate, you'll get more hate. So learn to bust all that stuff up with the energy of love and the possibility that God, the Creator, is in this relationship. Let it go. And you know when you live your truth, what does the truth set you to do? Hello?
I just don't want it to be another episode like this.
Stop focusing on that, and it won't be another episode.
That's right. You've got to
focus on, you create. That's what she's trying to tell you here.
You have to start declaring what it is that you really want, and that's all you focus on.
Don't say what I don't want. I don't want this. I don't want that. I don't want this. And guess what you're doing? Okay, come on, bring it on. I'm opening the possibilities, opening doors for this and this. The secret is whatever you focus on expands. It's been proven in science and everything else, in every law of the universe. Whatever you focus on expands because you are a soul that has the ability to co-create with God. Only focus on what you want, never on what you don't want.
Amen.
And this is what I see for me and Sean. I see him coming back. I see him in his right mind. Whatever spell or curse or negative energies on him, I see it released by the power of light and love and peace. And I bring that energy into my home, and we're getting our own home together. No selfishness. It's all about love. And when we do that, money opens the doors. Heaven opens the doors for money to flow through for my business, for our relationship, and finances. Everything starts falling in divine order because my mind is accepting the possibilities of peace and love and power. And I end it right there. If I put anything else into this cauldron, it was not be good. It doesn't sweeten the pot at all. So let me end it right there and do the right thing in my mind first, because all there is mind.
Okay.
Okay.
At the end of the day, you got to see positive things happening within the night.
Of course you have to see it, because if you see anything else, you're going to get that too.
And the biggest question here, Deanna, is what do you see? What's the end result that you see?
Right now, I'm in the midst of it, so I can't really see anything. All I can do is pray about it.
Yes, you can. Yes, you
can.
That's right. Well, you can pray and lift yourself out, but you have to see everything. You see as a multisensory person. You don't see the negative. I'm in the middle of a hurricane. All I see is wind blowing and stuff happening, shaking everything. No. If you see that, I see this. With all these things happening, my angels are moving things out of my way for me to see clearer. That's why I see all these things moving. I see things moving in a good direction. What?
I believe that. I believe that.
Well, that's what you
say.
And stay in that belief.
But
stay right there, baby. You know what? Stay right there. Because anything else is going to be another energy that's not something you want.
Yeah, I believe that. I just believe
that.
Okay,
that's all you do is just believe it.
Just
like
believe
that energy. When Jesus asked people, do you believe you can be healed? Yeah, but I still have, then nobody's going to say that. If he walked up to them and said, you believe you can be healed? Yeah, I believe, but I still have my aches and pains. I still, my whole family has this energy, this whole long life history. He never said that in the Bible. He said, you believe you can be healed? Yes. Okay, be it done unto you according to what? Your faith. So let your faith be your guide. Have faith in faith and trust in trust. And I swear to you, it will work out every time without fail. That's the law.
And this won't happen again. You don't see this happen again with him.
No, it happens because we're human. It happens. But it won't. It will get less and less every time.
Huh?
He'll start remembering. Wait a minute. Stop it. He'll start remembering why it's not good for him to be this way. He'll start having stomach problems and back problems. Every time he walks out, the anger will get into his stomach. And he's too young for that, both of you. So it has to stop now, or I promise you it will be a problem in the future. Say, you know what, Sean? Don't give yourself an ulcer so soon. Let's stop this. Look at what we're doing here to ourselves and to our family.
Mm-hmm.
And let's learn to love each other. Stop it right now. Let's stop this before it gets too out of control. He will. Give each other signals and learn to love each other. That's the end of the story.
So, Deanna, this show is being recorded, and I encourage you to go back to the archive and listen to it and listen to the things that Dr. Reggie is saying and listen to it and listen to it. Just download it and listen to it over and over again because you have to do the work.
Yeah.
Okay, he has prophesied over you. He has prayed with you. He's in agreement that this relationship is healed and whole. But you now have to build that faith and that trust in that reality. And that requires your work and your energy.
any other dates, though, since you prophesied for Woody?
No, I'm telling you the date that I saw, and I want you to listen to those and go
okay.
with it. And there's no magic in this. This is just the way the Holy Spirit runs through me and through
mm-hmm.
you.
Okay.
I told one girl, 16, and it happened. Things happen. They get back together. I said, on that Saturday, and it happened, just like I said. But you have to learn to listen. And not want some magical date to happen. On this day, he's going to come and do this, and it's going to happen. Here, it's going to be all sugar and spice. Oh, no, no matter what happens,
mm-hmm.
I have to be prepared for it. I've got to be the controlling factor. I've got to respond a certain way. So thank you, God, in advance. Jesus said, when you pray, thank God for what you don't have already. Be thankful because good things are falling down. Learn to be respectful of the energy. It's a very sacred and holy blanket.
Amen.
It's going to happen for you and those kids.
Mm-hmm.
And let it go. And let God.
We're always here for you, Deanna. We really are.
I will give you a call back as soon as, I mean, whenever you guys are on, and give you guys an update because this is really changing.
This is really changing for the better. This is really amazing how things are changing right now. It's been painful in the past, but now I see the change.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes.
All right,
precious. God bless
you. Thank
you
so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're praying for you and your babies and Sean.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I need
Absolutely.
You. Thank you so much.
All right.
Dr. Reggie, I just so appreciate you taking the time to minister to her and to help build her up. Families are so important, and babies are so important. And these are such challenging times that we live in right now.
And I think that's the main thing that really hurts, because when someone is not fitting into the challenge and it hurts them, it hurts Deanna too, because I know she's tried very hard to change her life and to be this wonderful person and everything. And it looks like every force is trying to go against her. But I'm declaring right now, and I know, that it's going to change in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
And I do see good changes.
And, you know, one of the things that comes to remembrance for me in your teachings is that every experience that we have is there for us to learn.
Yes.
This is such a wonderful opportunity now for Deanna. She's looking at everything as a problem, but she needs to shift into that. This is an opportunity for me to grow. This is an opportunity for Sean to grow, and it's about their spiritual growth, and for the
it really
children
is.
And to, for the children to go through that, and then to see the transformation in their growth. They benefit from it as well. So don't give up, Deanna. Just hold on to your faith and go through this turmoil, but see the end is working out. Everything will work for the highest good of you, Sean, and the children. Let's go to our next caller this morning. 0944, you're on the air. You're in area code.
Hi. This is... Tonette, giving you guys a call back. I know I called you a few weeks ago or a month ago regarding Danny.
Oh,
all
yes.
right. How are you?
Yes. Well, okay. I've been praying about the whole situation, and you remember how he was always saying, like, if I would text him and say, hey, do you want to go to the movies or hang out? I don't know yet. I was listening to that for 2 solid months, and I, you know, did not give up. But, you know, I let the best get at me, and, you know, I said some mean things and defriended them off Facebook and then refriended him and then defriended him and refriended him.
Oh, my
him.
God.
And then, I mean, I really put him through a lot. I mean, I defriended him 4 times. I told him that karma was going to get him. I told him a lot of mean stuff. Well, then... finally, on October 1st, I sent him a message on Facebook, private message. I was like, listen, if you really value what we had and us and this and that, you're going to want to come and talk to me face-to-face or see me face-to-face and, you know, try to work through this.
Right.
Well, then a couple days after I sent that message, we're still texting each other, and I had ordered a TV from the furniture store where he works at. And there's like 6 different people that work there. So there was no guarantee that he was going to bring the TV. don't you know, on Saturday, last Saturday, he was one of the guys that brought the TV. And I seen him looking at me at the corner of his eye. He's there explaining the remote control, like, for 30 minutes. Do you understand that this is the volume? Do you, and, like, standing real close to me. And I knew what was up. So then, later that day, that night, Saturday night, I was like, listen, oh, my goodness, I have my DVD player here, and I have no idea how to hook it up with all these wires and this and that. Do you think maybe you could please come over here sometime, whenever you're available, to hook the DVD player up? My goodness, he didn't say, I don't know. He said, okay. I almost had a heart attack. I almost had a heart attack. Then I had to, like, say, well, wait a minute. You said okay? Oh, well, when were you thinking? He said, a little bit later today or Sunday. Well, I let it go. He didn't come. And then Sunday, he came. I left it open. I said, hey, come by anytime you want on Sunday. I'm going to be home, you know, washing clothes, cleaning.
Right.
He came unexpectedly on his own to the door, 4 o'clock, and hooked up the DVD. And you know what? I thought in my mind, you know what, he's just coming to hook up the DVD because I bought this expensive TV, and he wants to make a good impression on the furniture store. So I walked out into the kitchen while he was hooking up the DVD player because I thought he would say, okay, well, I'm going to go now. No, he came right out into that kitchen. He's like, what are you doing? I said, well, I'm putting my dishes in my dishwasher. And next thing you know, things got physical on his part. He was the one that, you know, was pulling on my arm and pulling me closer to him. So now my question to you is, what's going on here? Because, yeah, I wanted this, but what does this mean now?
Okay. Your desires have matched very powerfully for what you want.
Okay.
And see, you don't have any resistance. That's why it works. When you start resisting it and getting angry about it and hanging, when you befriended him and blah, 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 back and forth and back and forth, that tells me the tensions, you didn't want the tension anymore. So you let yourself go and say, you know, whatever it is going to be, it's going to be. So I got my TV, got everything. Now I got him. Now what am I going to do with Danny being here now? And he's got physical. Uh-oh. Ooh. Ooh, la, la. This is what I want, too, but I don't know what's going to happen from now on. It's going to get better from now on if you let it go and let it be. You gave him a free opportunity, a freestanding opportunity to come back into your life and to be who he's supposed to be. And now he's doing it. And then it said, oh, this scares me half to death. So do I really want this? Yeah, you want this. You want it.
So,
but you don't want to be – don't be afraid of it. Don't be scared.
No, I'm not. And the thing about it is, like my girlfriend said, you know, when he hooks up the DVD player, there's a good chance he's just coming here to hook up that DVD player and then he's leaving because, you know, he may not want to have any dealings with you because you really put him through a lot. So I had that mindset. I was going to go out in the kitchen and kind of distance myself and just, you know, let him do whatever he had to do and then just leave. But it didn't work out like that. Like I said,
he was... Right, but it's a good thing it didn't because, you know what, he sees a part of you that represents love. And he wants this to happen, too. And he wants it to be continuous, not just one day, one night stand. He wants it to be ongoing. And so do you. And it has to mean something. Relationships have to have a meaning and a power.
Right.
You know, and that's what you wanted to do. And it's very significant. He's not your insignificant other. He's your significant other. You make it very powerful, a good relationship. And it's going to get better and better. Keep your mind open like that and let this be a playful thing. Let it become serious and be happy and learning each other.
You feel like,
learn
you
everything
feel like,
about Danny, his favorite color, his favorite food, his favorite whatever.
So
and
you
learn
feel
that part
like
of him.
We're on the road to back together.
Right.
And that was his way of showing or telling you, I want to get back together and work things out by
exactly.
All that
yes,
physical...
it is. That's because that's his way. He's not really shy, but he's not really open either. You know what I mean?
Right. He's not a very good communicator at all.
Right. So that's his way of doing it, non-verbally. The physical way is his way of doing it. So let that happen. And he loves the fact that you're open to him, and you accept him for where he is.
Okay, so do you
and that's why he's into things like mechanical stuff and hooking things up, because a lot of the verbal stuff is compensated for that way.
Right. So do you see anything major happening in the next couple of weeks or the next month or two? Because I actually had gotten a vision last Friday.
I do. I see you guys doing something like getting together and going somewhere, like a trip. I don't know where it is, but I see something going together, getting time off from work and getting a chance to go together someplace and really getting to know each other in a very deep way, a spiritual way, an emotional way, and even a sexual way. You're getting to learn each other.
Right, but here's the thing. Friday, before I even got to TV, before we even got physical or anything, Friday night, I sort of had like a vision or something. I seen like parts of episodes like flash in my head, and then I felt this like big tightness on my chest, like the Empire State Building was on my chest.
Oh my God!
Like I said, this was before we were even back together, because I didn't think anything was going to go on. I seen him with square cardboard boxes, you know, like that you would put, you know, like knickknacks and stuff like that in. I seen them boxes, and he's standing there, and he's putting stuff in there, and then I seen a big storage door, a big storage unit, like a white storage door that you lift up and you put like your mattress and stuff like that in that storage unit. And then all of a sudden I had that pressure and I just felt like he's going to be coming here, because see, he lives at home with his stepfather and there's problems there, and he's only lived there
like
7 months.
Yeah, but when you saw that vision, that vision tells you, you got a peek into the future behind the curtain, that he's going to get all that stuff that belongs to him to want to move with you.
That's what I was thinking, but I didn't want to tell anyone that they'll think, you know, you're nuts.
No, it's not nuts. I understand. Okay. He wants to do that to move with you and make this thing a very formal relationship. So don't think that's crazy. That's a good thing. But when you see these things in your mind.
So what was all of that pressure? Was that like, oh, my goodness, this is going to happen? And
Yes, in the chest area, because that's the heart chakra, telling you, be prepared, get ready for this.
Right, and you know what? It's so funny, because the last couple of days, I've been, like, going through my clothes closets, donating anything that I don't want to wear or don't want to use anymore.
Right, because now you're making room for him to come.
I've been scrubbing the bathroom walls down.
Right, you're making room for him, for your vision to come to take place.
Okay, so do you know when, because you're good at time frames, when is he going to come to me and say, listen, I would like to live with you? Or is there going to be an episode where the stepfather, like, verbally says, listen, you got to get out of here? It's time
no,
to
no, I think
road.
It's going to be ugly. It won't be ugly at all. I believe around the 17th of November, or near the end of November, the 18th, 19th, in that area.
Okay.
I feel that's what's going to happen in November. Give him a chance to get himself together, to get his clothes together, to get storage stuff together, to move things. He's moving, shifting things now in his mind. You saw the energy in your mind because you guys are spiritually connected.
Well,
and because you connected.
I seen it before even Saturday.
That's right.
You know, like when I seen that vision, we weren't, in my brain, we were never getting back together. There was no hope. You know, he kept telling me, I don't know yet. Oh, whatever, 2 months. And then I have this vision of boxes, and I see this mattress in this storage unit, and, you know,
that
whatever
means he's
else.
Ready.
And I see-
he's now ready. He's answering your prayer on a spiritual level. It's very eclectic, very powerful. Now things are coming into fruition. So be grateful for that. And that he's moving things around. And he'll be moving with you soon. There'll be notice about him telling you that very soon. And around the 17th or so, you'll feel, oh, my God, I knew this was going to happen. I knew you were going to say that. It's going to work out real well. You guys are going to get together.
Let me go to my calendar, because you're very good with dates. And let me store this on my calendar. So you're saying November 17th, 18th, around that. Now, is that when he's going to physically be coming here or talking to me about coming here?
I do feel he's talking about that, and then right after that, immediately after that, he'll be moving in. And those things you saw in your vision, the drawers that lift up the storage spaces and all the containers, he wants to move that stuff out to move with you. When you're making room right now to move things out your closet to make it space, you're making opportunity for him to come in. That's what you're doing.
Right, and like I said, we haven't even talked about this or nothing.
Oh, you don't have to. You don't have to. The physical part is always the last part, the denser part. The spiritual part is always first. Your mental thoughts are projected, and now you see the movement in your mind, and now things are happening, and they're unfolding right now before you. So what a miracle that is. It's great that you and Danny get together, and it's going to be great. Let me know when the wedding is. I want to come.
you see a wedding?
Let me know.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, I knew you guys would be happy about all this, and that's why I definitely wanted to call and report.
Well, I appreciate that
news.
So much. I love testimonies because they're very powerful.
Yeah. And you know what? And I'll tell you what. It's all because I let go and I let God, and I just
that's
said,
right.
God, I can't fix this. I can't do it. I need your help. And
that's
I said,
right.
God, if this is what you really want, bring it. If not, okay then. I'm okay then.
You know what? Every prayer
me?
Is answered. God answers every prayer, no matter who we are, no matter what background, no matter where we're from. If we have honest intentions and a prayerful mode and thought, it will always be answered. Mm-hmm.
Right. So
you know,
right now, do you just want me to, like, follow Danny's lead, or what do you want me to do?
No, just stay focused like you are.
Okay.
And listen to him very carefully and hear the intention and pick up on it. Like, okay, Danny, I think that's a good idea. Let's take it slow. Okay, you want to move in? Okay, let's do that. But let's take it slow first. Let's keep dating and going out and doing things and learning each other. That's the most important thing, learning the personality.
Mm-hmm.
The personality is such a powerful thing that we have as souls. It survives death. Personality is very deep. So find out who he is, what he likes, what he doesn't like, what he wants to do, and learn to love each other in the whole aspect of who Danny is. Learn to love him, and it works out real well. Because you know he's not a very verbal person, so understand the clues and keep going.
Right, so I will be calling you back sometime in November and letting you know.
Sounds good. I can't wait. I'm excited.
Me too.
Okay.
All right, well, thank you, and you guys have a blessed day.
Oh,
all
you,
right,
too.
You too.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, my God, I just love it. Dr. Reggie, you do the hookups on Circles of Prosperity, huh?
Oh, yeah. I think it's great. It's a miracle. It really is wonderful.
It really is. And you know what? She really took your advice.
And she's obedient.
She's obedient, and you know, and it's a perfect example of releasing, letting go.
And receiving.
And receiving. Letting go and receiving. Not trying to manipulate and control. She just let go.
That's right.
Wow, that's amazing. Good morning.
Hi.
You're on the air. Did you hear the beep?
I did.
Okay. Who are we talking to this morning?
This is Nancy.
Hi, Nancy. You have a question for Dr. Reggie?
Oh, he's so powerful. Would I be able to ask for a message this morning, Dr. Reggie?
Yes, ma'am.
Anything that might, you know, be easy for you to relate to me on
anything? Take a deep breath.
Then think about them and ask the question.
I think she wants a general reading.
I would like that if possible.
Okay. One thing I'm feeling, Nancy, I feel a lot of uncertainty, like walking on a ground that's earthquakes. You know? But I also feel this. You are very knowledgeable about spiritual law and spiritual things. You're very tuned into that. You know these things. And I also feel there's energy with some woman who crossed over on the other side.
Yes, my mother.
Yes, and she either had, I see blood, which means it could have been cancer or diabetes or stroke, something dealing with the blood system.
Yes, correct again.
Or the heart, you know, and the energy is there. And she wants you to know, this heart is still open, even though I'm not on this side of life anymore. I am still with you. I am still with you. And want you to know that I'm still with you. No matter who did not get a chance to say goodbye or who was hurt by it, I know that you guys love me and I love you continuously. Even beyond the realm of death, I still love you and still watch over you and is still in your life.
Wow.
And to know that, that things are going crazy sometimes, no matter what, on that side of life, but I'm watching everything that goes on. And I still want things to be in order, because I'm a very stickler person for order. And I still want the order there. I'm not going to argue. I do see relationships that need to be bonded, need to be stronger, and need to be strengthened. And it's okay. It's okay with everything that goes on. And even though in your life I see good promise for you, still I see good things happening, no matter what.
Boy.
And she knows that. She's a very powerful lady. And I keep seeing something else, too. I don't know what this is about. Some dog is, or cat or whatever this animal is, that's walking around in spirit. Also, what is that, a dog or cat?
A dog. It could be.
Okay,
a dog.
And this little dog is so cute, walking around. He's saying, I see her, but where? What's going on with you? I don't know what that means. Did the dog get put down or get injured?
Interesting. I did have a dog that was put down that was, and then about 2 years ago, just about, while I'm working, another dog found me, so to speak.
Yeah.
And
to replace the one that got lost.
Isn't that incredible? And,
yes, it is.
This dog gives me such unconditional love. You know, Dr. Reggie, you don't need it necessarily from another
human
person, correct?
Right.
But it the embrace of just feeling love, it's
yes.
incredible from an animal.
It is.
It's so rewarding and it feels so wonderful. And I have been married twice. I've had two divorces. I have fabulous children. But, you know, at this stage, I don't need to be in a relationship. If
that's
it
right.
happens, so be it. But wow, to find this little dog that hangs with me, that goes with me, that people ask if they can keep it. I'm thinking, at first I was resentful, and then I embraced it, thinking the love is
that's
so
the spirit.
Incredible.
That's the key.
That's right. They wanted a part of it all the time. So I, again, embraced it with love. And that's what life is. I get it. I so get it.
Mm-hmm.
And I
isn't that amazing?
Shows, and I love Cynthia. And you guys are the perfect couple. It's like you don't even touch the ground. You're just so in spirit. It reeks through everybody that is lucky enough to not only listen to you, but to actually connect with you on the phone.
Bless your heart. Thank you so much.
I thank you for being here for us. You're wonderful, both of you, so much.
Oh, you're
I
an angel.
You
thank you.
All so many mornings. I've learned so much. And Dr. Gary Zukav, I have every book of his. I believe everything you teach with his words. And
isn't
you're
that beautiful?
People.
Thank you so
you're
much.
You're real good. You're
Nancy, you're such a wonderful spirit, and I send you blessings and love and light, and I'm sealing you with the power of the Holy Spirit to give you blessing. And then, like you said, the relationship is not necessarily romantic, but just to have a companion sometimes, great. But that unconditional love is all you really need.
That's it. That's the key. It's you got it. I love it. So thank you for blessings. And
thank you so much.
May you continue to help whoever needs you.
You are an angel. Thank you so much. We will.
Wow. Bye-bye, sweetheart. I love you. Oh, my goodness. Now it got me all choked up here. I want to cry. Oh, let's go to our next caller. 3691, you're on the air.
Good morning, Cynthia and Dr. Reggie. This is Susie.
Hey, Susie.
Susie, how are you?
Okay, I'm so happy to be here with you. I just absolutely love listening to you.
Oh,
so what's
happening? Thank you so much for being there. Well, we have questions in the chat room on how we can get in touch with you. I actually do live in the Atlanta area, and like to see if you do any public appearances or...
Oh, I do. I do meditation things all the time. And on Thursdays, I'm doing a special one on October 23rd in Duluth.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not the festival office. What is it called? The Benton Road Park Community Center.
Or Bunton.
Bunton Road. Bunton Road Park Community Center.
Yeah. We're trying.
And
We're in the middle of trying to finalize the contract now for the space. So
yeah, but it's going to be on October 23rd on Tuesday at 7 p.m. It'll be fun because I'm giving them the free readings and also doing meditation classes.
Oh, my gosh. What an opportunity that is.
Are you in Atlanta?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I live in the Buford Sugar Hill area.
Oh, so you're close.
I am.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I am. Okay. Where do I get this information from? Is this on your website?
We'll put it up on our website.
We're going to put it on the website, but
as we get everything finalized, we'll put it up.
And let me give you the website address anyway. www.prophetreggie.com.
And we'll put it up on Circles of Prosperity, too. We're circlesofprosperity.org.
Okay. Everybody's asking in the chat room
about
how to connect with you all.
And Dr.
Oh, that's
going to
be fun.
He also does readings, private readings by phone, and that number is 800-401-8129.
Okay, I've got all that down, and I will be in touch with you, and I actually am looking, and I really would love to hear about that event in Duluth.
Okay.
Yes, that's going to be really great, and I'll be glad to send it to you. When you give me your email, after you go to the website, if you leave that information, Nancy,
okay.
I mean, Susie, I'll make sure you have it.
Okay, great. That's great.
Okay.
I have a question for you, if you don't
okay.
mind. Of course, you know that you and Cynthia and everybody in the chat room are following the relationship with Tim.
Mm-hmm.
And just wanted to see, now we have not actually connected to speak with each other in anything in depth at all. You know, there's still the gold band of marriage energy there.
Mm-hmm.
Just want to see, you know, how you see that progressing as far as ending. I don't wish anybody anything bad. I really don't.
I know you don't. I know you don't. You only wish love and light and peace and upliftment for everybody, including yourself.
Yes. If there's an unhappy situation, you know, people need to realize and step up that they either have to fix it or move on, you know.
Allow for a change to happen. A miracle does happen in all relationships. It really does. It really, really does. And when things are getting very, it's like a big, big record that plays, and it gets closer and closer to the center. And the center is a very powerful place to be. So sometimes it feels like, oh, my God, what am I doing? Why am I here? But I'm in that center, and it's going to work out. I see these threads getting closer and closer, binding these golden cords. Wonderful, use that expression about the thread, because it's very powerful. It is. And the gold energy purifies and refines. So it's going to get better and better and strengthen itself. Don't think about how it weakens. Think about the strength that you have and that the other person has, and see it binding and getting stronger and more loving with each passing moment.
So what do you see with the development of this relationship between him and I?
I see that it's getting stronger and binding, but don't push it away. See it happening.
No.
Yeah, right. See it happening right now. See
I
yourself
want that.
Wrapped in this person's arms. See them wrapping their arms around you, looking into your eyes and getting lost in the person's soul. How beautiful it feels to be in the security and the comfort and the love and the warmth of a living human being who will love me back. Equally and reciprocally, the way I love them, that is the power. That's the moment.
It's going to be a beautiful relationship, isn't it?
Yes. See it as beautiful right now. Not going to be. See it as now, because all we have is now. See that as the power of now. It's happening right now. And see yourself using every component of your feeling, your will, and your imagination, and being with this person. And seeing them loving you back and smiling. That's the clue.
The very big progression that I have made, and I have been looking for a home for probably around 7 months now, because I've been divorced for 2.5 years,
mm-hmm.
and my ex-husband, I go to school, and certain things have evolved that you know he has been helping me financially. I'm not working, and
mm-hmm.
I've been very, very blessed with that.
Wow, that is a blessing.
It is, and so we still owned the house together up until just a couple of months ago. So I finally got the funding for me to have my own house, and my bid was accepted on a home on Tuesday.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you very much. I feel very, very blessed. Very, very
Yeah, you are very, very blessed.
So I'm living in the house with Tim.
Okay.
No, I'm seeing it.
That's right. Because when you see that and you know it, it makes you have to have joy. You have to, because all good things are happening for those who believe and trust. You know, there's nothing else about it. It's magic by itself.
Yeah.
It has to take place. It has to unfold.
Yes. Yeah, so what is your vision for it? I mean, I believe it. I see it. I live it.
And that's the end of it right there. You know it, and you feel it. And your feeling nature, you are born with as a baby. Your feeling nature is your umbilical cord. It's your Geiger counter. It's your connection to God. So this never disconnected. When you feel it and you see it and you believe it, then you receive it. Amen.
All right now.
Okay, very good. I'm excited.
You should be.
You should be.
We're excited for you. Okay.
Of course, I'm going to keep this you abreast of all this, and maybe someday soon.
Yes.
I could contact Dr. Reggie to get married.
Yay!
Wow, that'd be great. I married a couple, and I love them very dearly. And they had the most beautiful baby. They thought they wouldn't have any kids. I said, no, I see a little baby girl coming. And she came here. And she's, I think, 9 months old now. She is absolutely gorgeous. She looks Egyptian. She's, her name is Soraya. She's very beautiful, and the parents are wonderful. They're really great. Mm-hmm.
Beautiful name for a beautiful baby.
Mm-hmm, she is.
Well, I'm past the childbearing years, but I know. That he has...
So was she. She thought she was, too, but she's almost 40. And she had this beautiful baby. And my mother had my sister when she was 50, believe it or not. I know,
wow,
right? Can you imagine?
That's a miracle.
I know. How did she live to be almost 80? I don't know. It's crazy.
Wow,
but it's amazing.
That's a blessing. That spirit was meant to be, for sure.
You know what? Mm-hmm. It's true. It really is true.
Mm-hmm. So, but I don't know how many children he has. Two or three, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
He had a little girl on stage with him. And,
wow.
I don't know if that's his daughter or I don't know. But that would
My spirit says it's three, but I don't know either, but it feels like three.
Yeah, because his oldest son, his son just had his first grandchild.
Wow.
Yeah. But I'm on grandchild 3 and 4.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes, the family is expanding and expanding.
Exactly. Very good. Susie, thank you so much. You're an angel. Thank you so much.
Keep us updated, okay, Susie?
I certainly am. I just don't, you know, like I'll go to see his performance, and then I won't feel any progress.
So you can't pay attention. You don't get distracted by... There are things that are happening that you can't see, and you just have to hold on to your faith. So you're doing the right thing. You're focusing and preparing for the time when you guys are together. And that's where your where your thoughts have to be at this point. Okay?
Yes, I understand.
All right.
All righty. Thank you, Susie.
Very
what an
much
angel.
You beautiful couple, you. I just absolutely.
Oh, thank you so much.
Wonderful example, wonderful blessing to so many people.
And we send
you
those blessings
so
too. Absolutely.
Thank you. God bless.
Thank you. God bless.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
How you doing, Dr. Reg?
Oh, great.
Okay, so we have like about a little less than 15 minutes, just so you know. We want to keep these calls kind of a little shorter. I hate to do that, but we'll try to get to everybody that's in the queue. Good morning, 1264, you on the air. Hello?
Hi.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi, who are we talking to this morning?
Are you talking to Sherita?
Sherita, you have a question
mm-hmm.
for Dr. Veggie?
I like that name.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering, basically, what do you see as far as my life goes? I've been trying to get back out in the workforce or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And just part-time, nothing stressful or anything. And I,
right, exactly. Like, have you ever done nursing before or something dealing with health care or children?
I thought about that. Yeah, with children, yeah. Actually, I'm going to school
really?
For social work, yeah.
Right, I see that in my mind for some reason. I saw you working with kids and working with the elderly and all that kind of stuff, you know, doing the social stuff, because your spirit was born to help other people that can't
wow.
help themselves. And your prayers wow. to do that, to help other people, improve the quality of their life. And God mm-hmm. is helping you to do that. It's coming through. Sometimes you feel like, I want this job. It's not going to be, I don't want something crazy and hard and thinking all the time with computers. I don't want that. Well, then you're not going to
mm-hmm.
get it.
You mm-hmm.
get the things you want to do, either home care stuff or something very simple for you to do this
mm-hmm.
to help people with the paperwork
mm-hmm.
and stuff. You're very smart with that. Even though you went back for technical stuff for school, it helps
right.
you a lot, and it's going to work mm-hmm. out real well for you. I do see that. And more money's going to come to you, too. So hold on to that. And December 1st,
really?
You're going to be rocking, baby. I love it.
I can use it right now.
I know. It's going to work out real well, so see that.
December 1st. Did you hear that date?
December 1st?
December
yes.
1st.
Things open for
when
you big time
money?
Because you're going to get a major breakthrough.
For money?
Yes,
or
for money and opportunity. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Because right now I just feel like, you know, the motivation is not there. I took a good year.
No. The motivation is there. It's about
that's
you. Right. And the motivation is always
it.
Going to be there. The energy is around you, and that ball mm-hmm. of energy reflects everything you think and say to it. So let the energy be around you. The energy represents motivation and your orbit of experience, and it moves
mm-hmm.
Around you in a circular motion. It gets bigger and better, and the orbit gets bigger when you think about it getting bigger. It grows and grows like the rings of Saturn, the planet, these beautiful ammoniated ice rings around the planet, growing and growing, and you are the central sun of that planet. You are the force, the co-creator with the creator itself. So know it's coming to pass, and on December 1st, opportunities come, and a job opportunity about something perfect for you, you'll be jumping up and down and happy about it. And also, not to worry about transportation or any of that stuff.
Oh, my God, because that's exactly what I'm dealing with right
now. I know. I know. Not to worry about that.
Right,
because it's going to work. It's going to work out. And also, another thing, too. You know what else, Sherita? The book you're supposed to write, get started on it.
Wow. Wow, because I was like, everybody writing books. I was like, well, maybe I should write a book.
That's the
wow.
thought. It doesn't just lay out in the universe. It's concrete. It means something for you. You are very good with helping women.
Mm.
A women's empowerment group. You know, believe it or not, it really is true.
Mm.
To help them to grow and understand what you've been through. You've been through the mill.
Yeah, I have.
Mm-hmm. And so you can help people to grow from all the things you've been through. Did you lose a baby one time?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Don't worry about it. God is going to present you with something else that's happening right now. And don't worry about good things.
I have a daughter. I have a
I know you do. And
okay.
I know, and she's beautiful. It's going
to
work out real well. Yeah, it's going to work out real well. He always replaces. Nothing is ever lost in consciousness, never. So that means including the job and everything.
Even relationships?
Even relationships. He's going to repair that too. Because this last person that you were with, oh, no, that's just not the one.
Wow.
It's sad it's not the one, but he's a runner. He doesn't. He ducks his responsibilities, you know, and that's not good. So let that go and say, thank God for the experience I had. Now he's gone. You have another opportunity to bring in a beautiful relationship with a beautiful guy and a beautiful, powerful energy that is right for you and right for your baby.
Okay?
I see that happening.
Okay. Thank you.
All
Thank
righty.
You. Have a great
Bye-bye.
Weekend.
Okay,
you Sheree. Too.
Take care.
You too.
Good morning, 5349. You're on the air.
Good morning. Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you? Who's this?
Hi, this is Lisa from Florida.
Lisa from Florida. Oh, sunny Florida. Is it sunny down there?
Yeah, it is now.
Oh, bless your heart. So what's your question, Lisa?
Well, I'm staying at my niece, and because I lost my home in July, and then I have, and I read, and it's just been very uncomfortable the past, I would say, probably month. I'm trying to look for a job to get out, so I get, you know, either probably have to get another room or something, because I'm just really getting very frustrated here because I feel like they don't want me here because before I was being included with family, now it's like they just...
They're trying to make you the black sheep now, push you out.
Yes, instead of telling me...
You know, it's all about money, isn't it? It's really amazing. But you know what? See, what do you like doing? What kind of work do you really enjoy?
Well, I'm pursuing a degree right now and...
In what?
In health management, but I still have another... 2 years to go on that, but I have a lot of skills, administrative, accounting. I mean, I'm applying for everything, even at Home Depot. I mean, I am just totally frustrated because I'm so overqualified.
No, you're not frustrated. You're just a little bit set back temporarily. That's just a temporary thing. You're going through a transition and you're changing. The degree you're pursuing is great. Health management is very critical right now. Look at what's happening politically in the scene of the world with healthcare. So we need you.
Yeah.
We need you in the world to make contributions in managing these people's healthcare and helping them. You have a very good heart for doing that, for helping. And the money will follow you. So right now, in the meantime, with all the other skills you have under your belt, the administrative stuff, the accounting stuff, everything you've done, choose one of those and only focus on it. And say, I'm going to help these people get their business right together with my accounting skills or with my administrative ability. I'm going to help people improve the quality of their business until I get my degree and then get in the field I want to be in. That's where your thoughts need to be directed. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And once you do that, Lisa, it's going to get really, really good for you because your name is about power, too. You know that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It is. It's going to be structured. In a good way. So now you're letting go of all the old stuff and bringing all the good stuff in. Don't worry about the situation where you're living. Even if they don't want you there, that's a horrible feeling to have from other people. So just know that I have a great job coming, unfolding for me right now. I see this job happening next week. I see a great job. I can leave and be on my own and be free.
Do you think I'll have a relationship when I leave with these people, or you think that I won't see them ever again?
No, if you see them again, it'll be friendly. It won't be not negative or hostile.
Mm-hmm.
If you see them, it'll be friendly, and that's what you have to be right now, friendly. And be thankful for the time you had with them at this home and the room and everything else, and then be grateful to move on. That's why you're saving the money to try to get out and move on and get money going for school and everything. It's expensive to go to school. So it's going to work out.
Mm-hmm. I just don't like this treatment from my own sister and her family.
I know that. That's not nice. It's not good. Not at all. But you know what? Let them do whatever they would do, and know in your heart that pursuing this degree and getting a brand new job is unfolding right now for you, right this very minute, mm-hmm. and how good it feels that your prayer is answered. And I'm going to be moving away. I'm not going to be mad with them. I thank them for the time, but I'm moving on.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
It's really, really difficult. I know. I'm very grateful on one hand, but on the other hand, I'm very hurt.
Stay on the one hand. Stay grateful
mm-hmm.
on the right-hand
yeah.
path.
Because
if you go on the left-hand path, that's negative. And you start
yeah.
resentment. And resentment
yeah.
is not good.
No.
It doesn't work with your faith, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
All right, honey.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. I think this is the last call we can take today, Dr. Reggie. You tired?
Okay. No, I'm never tired. I love the energy of God.
Okay. Hello? Did you hear the beep?
Yes. Good morning, Dr. Reggie. Good morning, Cynthia. How are you?
Good morning. Who's this?
My name is Dee. I come from Washington, D.C.
I love that town. Oh, my. I lived there 35 years.
Wow. Okay. just calling for a general. I kind of have a lot going on right now, so let you do your
thing. I know
thing.
One thing. Your voice tells me a lot of good things about you. You're very, very, very capable in terms of supervisory management stuff. Whether other people believe that or not is up to them, but I know that you are very capable. I feel that. As an executive, you're very, very good. You're on top of all the whole scene you're on top of in terms of business.
Okay.
You know, in terms of everything you want to do, you're very capable of it. Sometimes the opportunity does not exist for itself, but it will. And you want to make a breakthrough. Even for your family.
Okay.
It's coming through. You're a very dedicated, hardworking person. I hear it in your voice. And a lot of times you doubt yourself. That's the only problem.
True. Yeah.
But
I think
you are a very powerful spirit, a very powerful spirit, and very spiritual energy is coming through you all the time. I see you working around people, speaking, lecturing, talking, moving, getting things done. You know, you're very go-getter. A lot of guys are insulted by that or intimidated by it. Not insulted, but intimidated.
Yeah.
And they can't handle
when
that power.
When is the one coming that can handle it? I mean,
yes, there is. This guy's coming in. And his name is David, or D. It's a D-sounding name. He's very strong and a beautiful spirit. And he speaks more than one language. He's like African-American, but he's very Mediterranean, very open, very, very loyal, and very spiritual. I thank God for that. And I do see that happening. I see it happening in January sometime. But hold on to your seatbelt. This guy is a very, you're going to be worth the wait, in other words, and worth his weight in gold. He's a beautiful spirit, and so are you. These two powers are matching. God is bringing the road closer and closer to you. Stay on the road. Stay in faith, and stay with an open heart and open and receptive mind. And you'll be surprised. You'll call me and tell me what happened. I'll be jumping up and down with joy.
Well, actually, I have your 800 number, so hopefully when I get some funds together, I'll definitely call you to do a private reading. I want to do that.
That would be
definitely
fantastic. You are going to have your funds together because they're coming together now.
Okay, cool.
They're unfolding right now for you.
Awesome.
And also there's somebody else around Maryland and Virginia. I don't know what that is. I keep feeling people coming in from Maryland and Virginia.
Hmm. Well, my boys.
And I don't know what that's about.
My boys live in Maryland.
Yeah.
So
something is happening over the Key Bridge. Something's coming through very, very powerful. I'm excited about the angel working with you. That's for sure.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much, and have a blessed day, you all. Thank you,
you
very,
too.
Very much.
You too.
Thanks for taking my call. Thank you.
I thank you. Father, I thank you for the energy. I thank you, Father, for everything that we had today. Let everybody who listened to this broadcast be blessed mightily. And let them unfold in the power and the majesty and the profundity of the Holy Spirit who knows all things. Let them walk in blessings and talk their blessings and be relieved in their minds that all is well. I believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. Thank you so much for joining us today. This has been a great Oracle Friday. Just loved it. Everybody, have a great weekend. Bye-bye.